evening and welcome to our show. Our guest tonight is the world-renowned telephone entertainment line runner, Mr. Stuart Funphone. Hello, Mr. Funphone.
Oh, hello, Mr. Huxley.
Do your friends do a good job when they help you make new recordings?
Uh-oh, I promised Fluke and Jeffy I would leave them out of this interview in case I may say something stupid. That's a rather personal question, sir.
Well, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Well, I'd rather not.
I understand.
You understand what, Mr. Huxley?
I understand that you would rather not talk about the professionality of your recording partner.
Whoa, now wait a minute. Don't put words in my mouth. My friends are very nice, but I thought we agreed to discuss current events tonight.
Well, it has quite a bit to do with current events. You see...
Well, I guess I just don't see that.
Well, you might if you let me question you without censoring me.
Oh, I don't want to censor you, sir.
Well, the reason I asked you about your friends is that I wonder how they feel about working with a real telephone line star.
Oh, I wouldn't call myself a star, but I'm afraid you're going to have to ask them about that.
Well, when you're writing skits for your line, they basically have a lot to do with home life, everyday situations, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I see. From what source do you get most of the material for these skits? Books? Movies?
Well, from observing life, I suppose.
Are you saying that you observe life as, say, Mark Twain did?
Well, yes. Well, no, well, maybe not like Mark Twain did, but...
Can you give me one example of a skit that you got from life?
Yes! There was... There's one a long time ago we did.
Have you done many of those?
Oh, hundreds.
But you can't seem to think of one.
Well, you caught me unprepared here.
Well, we can come back to that question later if you think of one.
Wait a minute. I'll give you a few examples right now. We did one where my best friend thought he was an expert plumber. Yeah, he thought he was a great plumber, so he tried to fix my kitchen pipes, you see? And the jerk ended up flooding my entire apartment. Now that's life!
Sort of amusing.
We had one where two of my friends wanted to surprise me with a birthday party, see? And they hired a waiter that turned out to be a special agent from the phone company. And because of their stupid error, all three of us got busted. Then there was the time that Fluke, oh, that stupid Fluke, tried to replace a window pane that had busted, and the hammer fell off the ledge and hit my landlord on the head two stories below. And then we had...
Hold it. Are you saying that all these bizarre happenings actually happened to you, your friend Fluke, and your other friend Jeffy?
That's right. The Fluke and the Jeffy. I've written skits based on their experiences. They've really done some nutty things. Mr. Huxley, let me say this. I don't want you or any of your viewers to think that my friends are crazy or nutty or anything like that.
Well, why would anybody get that impression?
Well, these things happen, you know, but they could have happened to anybody.
Well, sure, anybody who tries to be a Mr. Fix-It with the plumbing and happens to be a klutz with a hammer.
Well, now, just a minute.
And what about all the arguments you and this Fluke seem to have, too? Did you get those from observing life?
Well... No, not all of them.
Well, tell me, how do your friends feel about the whole city of Los Angeles laughing at things that happened to them in their own personal lives?
Well, they understand. They know that I have to get the skits done.
And they forgive you for holding them up to city-wide ridicule?
Well, right up to this moment, I don't think that the city was aware that those skits were based on their personal lives.
Well, that's what we're here for. To X-ray and enlighten...
But Mr. Huxley...
To shed some light on the issues we face today...
But Mr. Huxley...
To gain knowledge of the facts around
but...
us...
But...
We have shown here that a well-known joke line personality gets his material from his friends' personal wacky lives.
But...
In just 60 seconds, I'll be back to pay tribute to Omar Yutzman, who spent 3 years of his life masquerading as a doorknob.
Oh, boy, I think I better call my mortician, because I'm going to need him. Hi, guys. What's new?
What's new? You ask us what's new?
Why don't you ask Mr. Fix-It, or as I'm more commonly known, the Klutz?
What Klutz? I mean, Fluke, you've got to realize...
And what about me? I'm so dumb that I don't even know a telco special agent when I see one?
Look, you guys, I just got a little carried away, that's all.
A little carried away? A little carried away? Do you know that I'm probably the laughing stock of this entire city by now? Do you realize what you've done to my reputation?
And mine, too. And the worst part of it is that you never wrote skits to those incidents you described. They really happened!
What do you mean I never wrote skits to those incidents? Of course I did!
You did not. I don't even remember recording anything like what you described.
You know what must have happened?
What? What must have happened?
When... Now listen, guys. When he cornered me with that life question, my subconscious must have immediately thrown those incidents to my conscience, and I blurted them out in self-defense.
Well, I'm going to make you unconscious right now.
Well, let me get the phone first, okay? I know that I deserved it.
Hello?
Yes? Oh, okay, just a minute. It's for you, Fluke.
It's probably somebody who's going to make fun of me. Well, I'll show him. Hello, party! Look, I don't give a... What? You're who? You want to do what? When? Yeah, I'll do it. See you then.
Who was that?
That was a writer for a magazine. They want to do a story, a 4-page layout on my life and my own joke line.
Big deal, big deal. So now you're a star, too. So what?
Hello?
Yes, just a minute. Jeffy?
Hello? Yeah, this is he.
What?
You do? When? See you tomorrow.
That was the Times. They want to do a story about me for the calendar section next Sunday.
You see, guys? Everything worked out just great. You're both going to get publicity thanks to me. Enjoy it, though. It's just a one-time deal.
Jeffy, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm way ahead of you, Fluke.
Hey, what are you doing? I thought you guys were happy with it. Wait a minute. Wait a second. Why'd you put me in front of my typewriter?
Because you're going to sit down right now and write about 50 more skits. First, you can write one about the time I spilled black ink all over your boss's toupee.
And then you can write about the time that you and I had to babysit that kid and his foot got caught in the toilet.
And then you can write about the time I tried giving you a haircut and you ended up looking like Al Bernay.
And then after that, you can write about the time Mr. Beattie and I went on a date and you know what happened. God, we have such a good time. She's so hot, man. I really love that Mrs. Beattie boy. She's really hot.
And then you can write about the time
she's so ugly.
You will give me your coupler.